was queen of the sea, and he my willing oarsman. Sometimes I would leave the boat to scamper on the sandy banks, chasing fiddler crabs and gabbing with pelicans. And as Dad would lay the nets, I might secretly pray that Mr. Mullet would escape just one more day.
And the kid at just 12 took his place on the bow. He was heading out at first light of dawn. I remember the smell of that water and oil. Oh my God, how that memory lived on. Of big moment in time and big bass on the line. And the dawn breaking over the water like smoke. Cypress ponds dark, the bull gators bark. Laughing night birds spreading the joke. It was an innocent land, I thought it never would end. I guess nothing stays quite the same. But this moment in time is still etched in my mind. Now I wish we could go there again. I wish we could go there again. Yes, I wish we could go there again. Back to where time was our friend. Only the memories remain. I wish I could go there again. I wish we could go there again.
Today, as I look upon this spot where once minnow fed among the mangrove root and seabirds whispered tales of pirates and treasures golden, today I see only muddy silt that hosts an old boot from its mate parted, beside a tire and a hobby horse. Dream of some other child discarded.
Now we reach for the skies, the condos all rise, our crystal clear waters turn brown. And the things I enjoyed when I was a boy can almost no longer be found. And the markers come new, the Florida I knew gives way to the progress of man. What a terrible cost with our innocence lost. You know, I wish we could go there. Wish we could go there again. Again.
Again.
She do. I remember a long time ago, I was a kid. Grew up in the 26-acre horse farm. Now, if my dad and my mother would have killed me at an early age, no jury in the country would have convicted them. I remember my dad bought me a 1957 Fender Stratocaster, and I remember being set up and turning out the amps to drown out the whippoorwills and the creatures of the night. Long time later, somewhere after I came back from Nam, I discovered that the critters of the night have had their own jams, and it's been going on for a lot longer than mankind's hand instrument. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is their song. I call it Never Ending Jam. Have y'all ever listened to that never-ending jam? The creatures of the woodlands as they start to play in Mother Nature's band. Then go out in the woods, boys. Watch that sun roll down. Watch that moon rise big and full just to start to chase them Florida stars around. Open up your ears and lay your body down. Mr. Bullfrog opens up this show. When he unpacks his bass, Miss Cricket pulls her harp from her old familiar case. Then harmony gets added just to make that nighttime bright. Miss Whippoorwill sings tenor to the nightbirds in their flight. Then a thousand voices join the floor tonight. And so do we, the air's alive with a million set of wings. Both settles ring in the darkness, they're just as fine as many strings. As we're celebrating life and the freedom that music brings. The never-ending jam. Now we're rocking to the rhythm of the thunder out at sea. And the fireflies put on that light show as they all float there on the breeze. And the midnight world just comes alive with a perfect harmony. The never-ending jam. morning sun rose quickly. We started the new day. One by one, them players stopped and they all began to pack their gear away. I was awestruck by all that music, so you know I asked my newfound friends, when they jam tomorrow, do they mind if I sit in? Loud and clear, I heard their answers start to ring. They said, unpack your case tomorrow when we jam again. And we've been jamming here this way since the dawn of time began. And the mankind that seldom listens, and you'll never understand his place in the never-ending jam. And I pray I'll still hear that music ring when my hair turns solid gray. And somewhere down that road, maybe 10,000 years away, another kid may stop just to hear that music play and take a seat in the never-ending jam. And I pray I'll still hear that music ring.
I pray I'll hear that music ring when my hair turns solid gray. And somewhere down that road, maybe 10,000 years away, another kid may stop just to hear the music play and take his seat in that never-ending jam.
Want to switch gears a little bit.
The kids are what it's all about, aren't they? Do you kids know what this weekend is? Memorial Day, do you know what that's all about?
Well, we're going to switch gears. We're going to take you back in time. The year is not 1996, but now the year is 1863.
Another blood-red sunset, the day is in an end. The dispatcher at the depot, he has a paper in his hand. He calls out the list of names as the people gather round. He reads the news ain't good, Sherman's one day out of. Another end to another day, all the able-bodied men are meeting at the churchyards, they got their rifles in their hand. If I can run away right now, I'll be there while it's still light. And though I'm only 12 years old, I know they'll let me fight. I was born out in these woods and I can shoot and hunt real good. My daddy taught me well, but that's before he went away to fight this war. I hope he's safe and all is well. We ain't heard from him quite a spell, but my mama cried the other day when she heard of my daddy call from the list of names.
Gathered with the women there in the square, watching the women for war, the men for war prepare. She spied her boy, she cried out, no! His answer, Mom, I'm a man now, I gotta go.
Another end to another day, the thunder rumbles in. It's louder than it was before, you know the thunder made by man. A touch of smoke hangs in the air that now is deathly still. One says I won't see my daddy again, but I think perhaps I will.
It started a few nights ago. The sky, it had this eerie glow. Each day that passes, this damn war gets closer than the day before. That's for all the guys that fought in all the wars, and the women who stay behind.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is my backup singer, Betsy. It's true that the man, the woman stand behind the man. Now, before you start throwing stones at me, we do this one just for kicks, so forgive us if for a little foolishness. But I wrote this one to the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's pretty good.
Now, baby, since I met you, I've tried to walk the line. I've stood up straight and tall and let you walk one step behind. And I'm very glad you realize that's the way that it should be, that us men should take the lead, because that's our legacy.
But baby, since I met you, I've stood quiet by your side. There's a reason that I've always tried to stay one step behind. I'll tell you one small secret every woman surely knows. We always stand behind you to show you where to go. We always stand behind you to show you where to go. So you men don't get lost like turkeys in the snow. You'd run around in circles with your heads all hanging low. We always stand behind you to show you where to go.
Now I was doing fine even before you came along, and it's true that every now and then things used to turn out wrong. But as men folk keep on trying, sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, and we get back in the saddle and we always ride again.
You get back in the saddle, there's truth in what you say, but you never seem to notice that you're facing the wrong way. On the wrong end of that horse, my dear, you wander to and fro. A woman stands behind you to show you where to go. We always stand behind you to show you where to go. So you men don't get lost like turkeys in the snow. You'd run around in circles with your heads all hanging low. We always stand behind you to show you where to go.
Now, baby, since I've met you, I've really done quite well. I've worked and sweat and scrimped and saved and put myself through hell. And I've built myself an empire that stands second to none. And I can't wait to turn it over to my son.
Give your son your empire when you think the time is right. We'll live a life of luxury, have the best time of our life. But darling, there is something I know you surely know. He'll find himself a woman to show him where to go. We always stand behind you to show you where to go. So you men don't get lost like turkeys in the snow. You run around in circles with your heads all hanging low. We always stand behind you. We always stand behind you. We always stand behind you. And you know where you can go.
Thank you, Miss Beth Carroll, ladies and gentlemen. That is what you call getting nagged in stereo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we got one more. We have one more, which is in musician circles known as the friendly finger of fate.
This one is about a beautiful place called the Alafaya River. If you've never been there, I hope you go. It's a legend of the River of Fire, which is what Alafaya means. When you go there at nighttime, you watch the mullet jump or the throw a stone into the water, you can see the ripples and ripples of phosphorus.
It's called simply River of Fire.
There is a river at the place I was born, flowing soft like a memory calling me home. Back to the days when I was a child, and the Seminoles called it the River of Fire. Every night around midnight by the dark of the moon, the bullfrogs and the crickets would call out the tune, and the water would explode as a mullet jumped high. Nature's own light show on the River of Fire. Oh, the River of Fire is calling to me, dancing in flashes of yellows and green. Magic at midnight in a world all our own. Oh, the River of Fire is.
Carl and Barbara and Judy and Glenn.
Every night around midnight, when the weather is clear, in pale ghostly green a great form will appear. And I can't help but thinking,
as they flash
in the night, of those great red stick warriors before their last fight.
Great red stick warriors, the survivors of the Indian wars that would rise up again.
Now science will tell ya it's only phosphor that glows, and the strip mines devour the state as we go. But some folks believe, as a legend remains, it's a ghost of those warriors who rise up again. Oh, the river of fire is calling to me,
dancing in flashes
of yellows and greens. Magic at midnight in a world all our own. Oh, the river of fire is calling us home. Oh, the Alifi River is calling us home.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have. If you'd like to take us home with you, we do have tapes, and you'll see us after the show, and your wishes will be granted.
And we'll see you over on the
river
of
fire is calling to me,
dancing in flashes of yellows and green.
Magic at midnight in a world all our own. Oh, the river of fire is calling. Oh, the Alifi River is calling us home.
Let's have another big hand for Lee Paulet and Betsy Bolger Paulet, Tarpon Springs treasure. They have tapes for sale. If you're interested in any tapes, go see them backstage. Well, next, we're going to be treated to Pensacola native, Joe Kirkwood. He's been doing original songs. This is his sixth year. He was telling me here at the Florida Folk Festival. And he does have some tapes that are for sale over at the Friends of Florida Folk booth. And I was talking with him, and he said, if anybody wants to do some jamming on a Sunday afternoon, he's planning on being there at the jam tent they have out there. Enjoy his fine company and wonderful music. Well, I was talking with Joe, and I was saying, tell me a little bit about that guitar playing of yours. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I play flat picking, and I do some of the finger picking. And I said, my goodness, you must be flying fingers, Joe Kirkwood, the notorious flying fingers, because he likes to do that style. Well, while he's getting everything set up here, it'll be just a couple minutes here or a couple seconds. I do remind you that tomorrow we're going to have the treat of the Florida State Fiddlers Association Florida Folk Festival State Fiddle Contest. Oh, my mercy, that's something you'd want to go and check that out. If you're into dancing, Stage 3 is the location for a lot of fine dancing and good things. If you get hungry, there's Vittles nearby the old marble stage and some other little booths around. Then check that out. I think we're ready for a fine treat. You know, it's not that often you get to hear 12-string guitars. And Joe's going to do that for us. All right, Joe Kirkwood.
Hello there. It's great to be back. Florida Folk Festival. This is my sixth year in this beautiful place, and testing, check, check. Is I was saying, this is a beautiful place, and I'm happy to be here and play some songs that I wrote. This is my Dose of Reality song. It's called Somebody Had a Gun. One Thursday evening, about 6 o'clock, Mother told the little boy to walk on down the block, down to the grocery store to get a loaf of bread. She said, hurry back now, son, supper's almost ready. Somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, Lord, and an evil deed was to be done. Little boy just nodded as he walked out the door, just like so many other times before. Mother did not worry, why should she? It was just a short walk down a peaceful city street. Somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, Lord, and an evil deed was to be done. When the little boy got to the grocery store, it was 12 minutes past six. That's when it happened, Lord, and it happened so quick. There was no warning, it was an unexpected shock. And all that was remembered was a single pistol shot. And somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, Lord, and an evil deed was done. He was face down when they found him, still clutching a loaf of bread. It was obvious to everyone that the little boy was dead. So they went and found the mother, still standing at the kitchen stove. They said, we're sorry, your little boy ain't coming home no more. Somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, Lord, and an evil deed was done. On the late night news, there was a 20-second report about a little boy who was killed at a local grocery store. And they showed the grief-stricken mother who screamed out and cried, why, my little boy, Lord, why? Somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, somebody had a gun, Lord, and an evil deed was done. Thank you very much. Well, now that I got that out of my system, move on to a little bit lighter fare. The Tribulations of Love. Man and a woman and a man. Man want a woman wants a man. But I've been waiting here, darling, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting here, darling, oh, I've been waiting for you. If
I just knew one thing about what I'm supposed to do. Now I ought to know something after all this time. Yes, I ought to know something, oh, about a woman's mind. But the more I keep looking, you know, the less that I. There's been a lot of books written about women and men. There's been a lot of books written, oh, and the pages are wearing thin. But all I know, darling, here I go again. Started out so innocent when I was just a little boy. When my first little girlfriend just wanted to see my little toy. And since then it's been trouble, I'm on my way to see Dr. Freud. And since then it's been trouble, I'm on my way to see Dr. Freud. Yes, and the fun really started with the ticking of the clock. Yes, and the hormones got heavy and no one ever wanted to stop. And these days ain't nothing changed but who's on the bottom or the top. And these days ain't nothing changed but who's on the bottom or the top. They say God made a woman from one of Adam's ribs. Yes, and the next thing you know, oh, they had a couple of kids. But if God had a reason, I sure ain't sure what it is. And I'm going half crazy chasing after Adam's rib. And I'm going half crazy chasing after Adam's rib. Man and a woman, a woman and a man. Man want a woman, and a woman wants a man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Men and women, women and men. Can't figure it out. Can anybody, does anybody know the answer? Began to know you when I looked down deep into your eyes and saw the suffering for beauty and reverence for life. Like a beautiful flower, so fragile to touch, you are one of the truly innocent who has been hurt so much. And so many gentle hearts are suffering for love. And so many gentle hearts are hurting so much. Thank you.
Now if I could, I would find a place that is filled with peace and always safe, so the world outside would offer no threat to you. And I'd build you a home, a fortress of stone. No cruelty could enter where a tender heart and a gentle soul might live. And so many gentle hearts are bleeding for love. And so many gentle hearts are needing someone. And I guess it's always been like this. Some people thrive and others just don't fit. God only knows the reason why. But there is no choice but to carry on. And I hope that the hardship will make you strong. 'Cause the world needs your kind and gentle grace. And so many gentle hearts are suffering for love. And so many gentle hearts are hurting so much.
Thank you, thank you. Boy, this is a beautiful place. Love these trees, I love this hillside. I'm gonna do one more song dedicated to this festival. In fact, it was written because of this festival. 3 years ago, I sat out there on that green hillside at the closing ceremonies to this festival, and we all sang Amazing Grace. And this song has to do with that. In the tall green pines, the voices ring out up to the stars and the clouds so high above, and hearts are joined, singing together as one, bringing life to the living from a feeling of love. And deep down inside, the soul of the earth is a sweet, ever-flowing spring. And the water is pure as the melody and the words given birth in the heart and then released. And when the music flows free, the spirit knows peace, and weakened, a voice grows more strong. Thus a life
unfolds in an endless stream, and the songs just continue on. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege to be here. Hopefully, I'll see you next year.
Let's give another hand for Joe. Woo! I'll tell you what, there's nothing prettier than hearing the sound of a slide on a guitar. I'll tell you what, that and on a dobro. Do you ever play a dobro there? Next coming up, Joe has got some tapes for sale. If you go down to the Friends of Florida Folk booth, you can get some tapes with the flying fingers of his on the guitar and his originals. Coming up next is it's a wonderful treat for me to be able to introduce a very, very dear friend of mine. He started performing here at the Folk Festival back in the early 80s. And he has some tapes, and he just came out with a new album. Go see his missus, and she can get you posted about availability of those. He'll be tomorrow. He's planning on going to the fiddle contest, so make sure you go out to there and see him. Without further ado, I'm going to pull out Mr. Willie Jones.
You can go right where that man is, right over there.
Burn it up, Willie.
Just burn it up.
I'm Willie Jones from Old Town, Florida, and I've been up here most of the time the festival has been going, and I've always enjoyed being here, seeing all the good friends that I'm used to not seeing only when we do have occasion like this. So I want to say I appreciate the workers that work so faithful to make things turn out as well as it does here at this festival, at this here Florida Folk Festival. And I especially honor this day that's represented here today. So I've been playing this old fiddle for a while, ever since I was in the teens. Maybe 14, maybe, or 12. And I mostly learned it from my brothers and others that played before me. And my father, he was a great fiddler. And I can hardly remember a few tunes that he played, but anyhow, I was very small at that time. So I'm going to play you a few fiddle tunes, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
This next fiddle tune is called Bully Town. It's the way my daddy used to play it years ago. Very long, cause with the time I have, I have to make them sort of short, or I don't get to play with a few teams. This next fiddle tune is a tune that I got off a tape, and it had Miss Mona Jones's name there, so I'm pretty sure that maybe she was the one that made this fiddle tune. This next bit of tune is called A Stone's Rag. Thank you. My next fiddle tune will be Building Low Ground. My next bit of tune, this here is Mr. Kenny Baker bit of tune called I can't think of it right now, but I will in a minute. Well, anyway, I'll catch it in a minute. This is Old Joe. This is called a Brown County Breakdown, I believe it's named. Thank you. I'll try Boss Pieces next. This is my last tune and for today. But I'm going to be back, if the Lord's willing, I'll be back at the Fiddling Convention tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Willie, for some really nice, sweet, mellow fiddling. I'm Sue Bullock, and I'll be your MC for the next 3.5 hours. So everybody settle back and find a cool spot, if there is a cool spot, and enjoy what's coming up next here on the main stage. We have the Djangos coming out in just a couple seconds. I asked them where they were from, and they said from all over Florida, so I don't even think I'll try to tell you. Maybe they will want to, but I'm not going to. They're an old-time string band that specializes in Irish fiddle tunes, and they do a little acoustic bluegrass style, so I'd say that they're pretty varied in their styles. They don't have any tapes for sale, but they will be playing again tomorrow at the Azalea Stage at 4 o'clock. So if you like what you hear here today, be sure and be at the Azalea Stage tomorrow at 4. The Djangos coming up.
The temperance reel. Next tune we're going to play is a Scottish hornpipe called Banks Hornpipe. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Hornpipe. All right, we have a medley of jigs we're going to play for you. So anybody feels like jigging along, please feel free.
On the right, on fiddle, we have Leslie. Next to Leslie, we have Dave from Chicago. We're bringing out Nancy Lynch. Sing us a little song. Next to her husband, David Lynch, on guitar. Pat Plumlee on guitar. My name is Joe. We're called the Djangos. This one's called,
what is it called?
Friends for Life?
Is the Blue Moon Still Shining?
Is the Blue Moon Still Shining?
It shines for me. Will the blue moon bring us back together, or will it leave us with a sad memory? Do we think of each other when the moon is blue? Do you need me as I
for Nancy there. We're going to bring Leslie out for one little fiddle tune. All right, this one's called The Red-Haired Boy. Going to feature Dave Lynch on banjo on this one.
Oh, two.
red hair boy.
We've had a lot of fun out here picking, and we're going to go ahead and close it out with a Peter Rowan tune featuring Nancy on vocals. It's called Midnight Highway. Yeah, you can catch us tomorrow on the Azalea stage at 4 o'clock.
Django's. I'm impressed, guys. A great sound. And guess what? They don't play together every day. Three of them are from Jacksonville, two's from Tampa, and one's from Chicago. So they definitely don't get a lot of practice time in. I think it was just a super sound. Up next, we have Anna Maria String Band from Anna Maria Island, Florida. This is their first year at the Folk Festival. They do a little western swing that didn't come out real good, and bluegrass. You'll find these guys at most of the workshops, they tell me. They've made themselves available for most of the workshop areas. They'll be playing again tomorrow. No, on Sunday. On Sunday at the Marble Stage at 12:30. So if you like their sound today, be sure and catch them again on Sunday, 12:30 at the Marble Stage.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Illinois, someday she's gonna be my very own. Native home of San Antonio. I got
Cowboys, cowgirls, thank you. We are the Anna Maria String Band. We're based out of Anna Maria Island, Sarasota area, south of us. We like our Western string and our bluegrass music.
Let's do the samba tune.
Okay.
Go ahead, just restart.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a painted pony and a Navajo, singing for the Indians, hidey-ho, and the people passing by. The pinto spends his time swishing flies, the Navajo watched the lazy skies. Very rarely did they ever rest their eyes, the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They went swishing and a-looking, they never came back. Across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, singing for the Indians, hidey-ho, the people passing by. Peggy! One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. playing, swishing, and a looking. They never came back. Across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, singing for the Indians, hi-de-ho, people passing by.
I think it's this mic.
Thank you very much, folks.
This mic's making some funny
noise. Just a little distorting.
It's breaking up.
This sure is a beautiful place. This is our first time here at the Florida Folk Festival. And we're glad to be taking a part of it.
This is my sister down here on the fiddle. And we're going to put her to work. This is Peggy, sweetheart of the rodeo. And this is our son, Jeff, here. And my name's Howie. I was born in a barn, raised on cheese and sweet onion sandwiches, my father told me recently. You know, I didn't need to hear that, but that's true.
He still loves him today.
Yeah. Peggy, sweetheart of the rodeo, what are we going to play?
How about a little Ragtime Annie?
Sure. That's my sister Peggy, folks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Key D.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in, and hobble, 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 it's a sin. But us chickens, there ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, you're shaking the ground, you're stirring up an awful fuss, and kindly point that gun the other way, and hobble, hobble.
hobble, 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 hit the hay. It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got gravel to dig and worms to scratch. Takes a lot of sitting getting chips to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way. Hobble, 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 hit the hay. Easy pickings, there ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Hey, thanks, folks. Our band consists of kind of a loose format. To say the least, eh, Peggy?
Explain yourself, Howie.
Well, we kind of call ourselves the Butchers, you know, we kind of get a tune the first time through, we kind of like feeling our way out. Second time through, we kind of get it. And third time through, the train's rolling. And by the fourth time through, we all are cooking.
And then we're tired of the song, so we go on to another one.
Yeah,
start
so
the
then
whole
we end
process.
It and start all over again.
There's some very strange sounds coming through these monitors.
Yes.
Is that normal? Kind of this.
Sounds like somebody with a mouthpiece.
Kind of like
trumpet. I play you a bluegrass tune. Let's go up in the key of B flat, folks. Hey.
I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been saved and sanctified trying to get home. I've been saved and sanctified trying to get home. I've been saved and sanctified, saved and sanctified, saved and sanctified trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters trying to get home. Peggy. I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus and I get home. Sit down beside my Jesus, sit down beside my Jesus, sit down beside my Jesus and I get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters trying to get home. Sit down beside my Jesus and I get home. I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus and I get home. I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down beside my Jesus and I get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters trying to get home. I've been wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters, wading through deep waters trying to get home.
Little gospel tune. Thank you very much.
3 minutes?
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't begin to tell you how much fun this is for us. Yeah. And we're going to do a...
Oh! Run a little rap, run a little song.
It's up to you.
As you call it.
Okay, the listening audience gets to choose. You want a bluegrass tune? You want to hear Peggy play the saw?
Peggy, play the saw.
You want to hear my sister play the saw? You got it.
We could do it really fast, or you could do both.
You got it. Nope. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, right before your very eyes, this sister of mine's going to saw her son's big bass in two. Hi, Esther. You're not going to believe this.
Kitty. One very brief thing. I learned this song way back when I lived in Montana and never thought I'd play it right along the Suwannee River.
Thank you very much, folks. Come see us around the campgrounds, okay? Thanks.
And Sunday at 12:30.
Sunday we'll be on at 12:30 as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anna Maria String Band.